you run the gamut from not wanting to vote at all, one person not voting at all, to being a pretty strong supporter, however reluctantly, of one candidate.
Yeah, so you're a lesser of two evil thing?
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, you're in a situation, that's what your situation is. At this point, I think the Republicans should have run Palin for president and McCain as vice president, and they would have won this, though, with no problem. McCain has a lot of foreign policy experience. I would expect him to be pretty decent. I do not think Obama is qualified in any manner whatsoever to hold political office of any kind, especially the highest office in the land. And I think that some research needs to be done about his past before they would allow him to go any further. That's about, you know, all I can tell about that you could put on print.
Well, you were explaining some stuff to me about Sarah and about John McCain, the qualities they have that you really value and you think are really important.
Well, you look at
leadership.
McCain, you take a guy who spent 5 years in the prisoner of war camp when he could have walked and chose to stay with his men. That shows not only patriotism, it shows that he's a true leader. Mm-hmm. He's pretty meek. He's not a very dynamic personality, which is where I think he's going to lack in trying to get elected. She is very dynamic in her personality. She seems to be a very, either it's right or wrong situation. She, from what I understand, even went after some Republicans that were doing wrong practices illegally or whatever. So she seems to me to be honest. I guess it's the best way you could put it.
That's rare.
And that's rare in today's politics. And they've gone after her for everything. I mean, the one thing they keep going after is for this highway patrol guy that she supposedly wanted fired. I saw the interview. It's interesting to me how the liberal media only reports what it chooses to report. I saw an interview with the guy that got fired who said, "I deserve to be fired. I screwed up and I should have been fired." And when his boss wouldn't fire him, she relieved him of his post, which was her prerogative to do so. Now, I've never seen that interview again, and probably will never see that interview again, because the liberal media controls what you see and hear. That it's a misdirection thing. It's like CNN News. You put Robin Mead up here, this pretty girl. The real news goes across the bottom of the screen. The real news is never reported by voice, what really has happened at the bottom of the screen. And they're not, you know, it's misdirection. It's that simple. Just like any other magician.
So now, in these parts, do you find that most of the people that in the community here share your views, or do you have a diverse set of views up here?
Well, you got to remember, you live in a state where it's still very legal to carry a weapon in the open. This is a pretty... leave you. The reason I left the communist state of California and came here was because here they don't have a lot of laws, but the ones they have, they're serious about, which is the way it should be. In California, they want to regulate you to death, and they want to tax you to death and do absolutely nothing else. So, but misuse, and I mean, what did they just get through doing there? He wouldn't pass the budget. They wouldn't pass the budget, so he quit paying all these people. Well, that's not, you know, it's not their fault. Why don't you go after the politicians that aren't doing their job? You know, but that was always been the case in California. We'd vote something in, the people would mandate it, 2/3, they declare it unconstitutional and it didn't go through. Well, then how does it get on the ballot if it's not constitutional? So that, I got tired of the BS, and I got tired of being told I had to wear a helmet, and then being told that the helmet I had wasn't good enough. I'm being told they're going to take my license and throw me in jail if I didn't comply.
And eating pavement every day.
Yeah. Well, and because I've been riding for as many years as I have, they tagged me as a known associate of the Red and White, which is the Hell's Angels. So as soon as they pull up my license plate, I come up known associate, they pull you over, throw you on the ground, shotgun to your head, run every number. This happened on a weekly basis.
Just because you know somebody.
Just because I knew a guy who was in the club, and I only knew him because he lived on a piece of property, a friend of mine that belonged to a friend of mine. And the reason was I had an undercover cop that moved in 2 doors down and did not believe that I could ride a motorcycle and not be an outlaw. Therefore, because I would not comply, he had his buddies pull me over once a week and harass me. And basically they harassed me to the point where it was leave or go to jail for doing one of them. So it was, I left. That's why I live in the middle of nowhere. For your protection, not mine.
Well,
you're the one who wanted an interview. I told you you were going to like this.
Trust me, Shane. I'm totally on top. So here's the thing, Shane, and this has come up when you and I talked earlier too. I think civil liberties really matter to you.
Yes.
I think that your individual liberties
constitutional
rights. The right to keep and bear arms.
You know, Vietnam, it was a joke. You know, in. You come back and you're shit on.
And here he was. He went to Nam. Here's a man who went to Nam, got smashed between two boats, and broke his back, and still to this day can't get any money out of the VA.
Now this is Dan that was referring to here, and Dan, you were a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And you're not getting supported by the.
10%.
10%
is
all he gets.
Only got one back. So and for 35 years, I said, you know what? Screw you. You know, and I just walked out. And now I signed up back in there, and they're pretty much telling me, you know, that, okay, you got Agent Orange, you got this, you got that.
Yeah.
And it'll take probably a couple of years before we make a decision, you know. Okay.
And that, like, he might not live that long.
No.
I mean, he's got a bad heart. If he lives four or five, if either one of us live 4 or 5 more years, we'll be good. We'll be doing good.
Oh, shit.
I have a medical condition called NPH. It's normal pressure hydrocephalus. I have excess fluid on the brain. It's left over from when I was 5. I had encephalitis. So I live every day with a constant headache. And I got a drug regimen I take in order to function. I was just, up until a year ago, I went 2 years, I couldn't work. Could not get disability.
Well, this is, Ed, so given your background, and both, because Shane was sharing with me, Dan, earlier a little bit about your health issues as well. Isn't the healthcare situation, the state of our healthcare, is that part of your thinking in
sure,
this election?
Sure, it's important, but socialized medicine
doesn't work.
Look at Europe.
Look at Canada.
I mean, it's like everything else. If you're going to do socialized medicine, then you need to do it and do it right. None of them have done it right. And what they tax the hell out of you in order to have socialized medicine.
50%.
And basically right now, who decides your medical care is an insurance company.
So here's my question for you. If you know that there are issues with civil liberties right now that you're concerned about,
sure.
You know that there are issues around health care, and as a veteran, the least you could have expected was to be supported. Help me understand what it is you want from, if you could send a message to Washington, what is it that you want out of this next administration to do specifically?
I want them to do their job. I want them to do what they're elected to do. They're elected to represent me. They're not elected to represent the political action committee that gave them money. They're not elected to represent the special interest groups. They're not elected to represent me and you, the regular people in the country. They no longer do that. They do whatever best for their bottom line or their political interest group. So what they need to do is their job. Real simple. Do what you're elected to do. And that's look out for what the constituents, the majority, want.
You know, you really get into some deep shit. If you're $58 trillion in debt right now, you're going into another $3 trillion debt on top of that. Our kids is kids' kids. Aren't even going to be able to pay that off. There's no way, you know.
Yeah,
add up the numbers. It won't happen.
Well, we need to stop supporting the world. If you close the borders today, stop giving all the money you give to every other country, this country would be fine. But you have to close the borders and you have to stop paying all these other countries. You know, stuff like you want to pay reparation for slavery. It's almost 300 years. Get over it. It's done. I'm not paying you any money. CIA took care of all of this stuff. We were the ones that put the Shah of Iran in power. We're the ones that armed Iraq to fight Iran. Now we're being shot with our own munitions that we gave them. So, you know, in my opinion, Hussein should have been taken out with one shot by one guy.
Done.
End of story. Done.
So I guess if I had to wrap this up, in one way.
Yeah,
you might want to talk to him.
I know, I just...
go to the rest of the...
Actually,
this bailout.
Yeah, this bailout.
What's going on with this bailout?
The bailout, right. You,
where'd they go on vacation?
Yeah.
When I go broke, I'm going to be bailed out.
Yeah, that's yeah. Just, what that's are we doing bailing out a private company? Now, I can understand banks, they're FDIC, that they have to be, that has to be handled. But ING is a private corporation. I'm a private business. If I go under, you can come bail me out and then let me go spend, what was it they spent?
$400,000.
$400,000 at a resort for a party? If that's not fraud and misuse of funds, that guy should be arrested and put in jail.
Liquor bill was $36,000?
$36,000 liquor bill. That guy needs to be arrested and put in jail.
So here's the thing. What keeps astounding me is that my political views are really different from your guys. Yeah, that's not a surprise, right? But here's the thing. We actually want so much of the same things. And irrespective of how we view getting there,
right.
And that, to me, that is the hope. And I just want to say, from my personal standpoint, as a progressive person, I want to thank you for not only what you did for me today, which was basically save me in a dire strait, but
wasn't much. Wasn't that
it was a
much.
Big deal. But also because you guys kind of represent really what this trip is about for me. You represent the underlying belief that I've had from the beginning, that essentially we all really want the same thing. However we interpret this information, however we decide that we're going to go about it, I think that we're all hoping for a nobler place. And because of that, I have faith eventually we're going to find our way there.
Right. But not at the cost of any of my constitutional rights. Amen.